The most delightfully fascinating character in the realms of mystery, Charlie Chan. Little did Charlie Chan think, when he was invited to Pineview by Dudley Ward to assist in tracing the millionaire's son, that he would be called upon to find the murderer of Ellen Landini, Ward's divorced wife and mother of his missing son. Of suspected murderers, there are plenty. Ryder, Romano, Dr. Swan, ex-husbands of Landini's, all had motives. So, too, has pretty Leslie Beaton, whose brother was Landini's latest acquisition. Young Don Holt, the sheriff, arrives, and after questioning the group, both he and Inspector Chan retire for a few hours' rest. It is morning. Lake Tahoe sparkles under the rising sun. The gloominess of the night before is somewhat dispelled with the coming of day. And as far as Don Holt is concerned, more dispelled as he walks out to the sun porch and finds Leslie Beaton already at breakfast.
Good morning, Miss Beaton.
Oh, good morning, Sheriff. Are you going to share breakfast with me here on the sun porch, or are you going to breakfast with the others?
Can't think of anything nicer than having breakfast with you. No matter where.
A very pretty speech, Sheriff. But hardly to be used to one under suspicion of murder.
Oh, shucks, Miss Beaton. Don't let that worry you. Anyway, I don't believe you're guilty.
Better not let Inspector Chan hear you talking this way.
I don't believe the inspector believes any different. Pretty nice fellow, Inspector Chan is, and smart. Don't worry. He'll find the murderer all right.
I'd like to thank you for what you did for me last night.
Well, anything I can do... Well, that is, it isn't too much out of line on the job of sheriff. Ah, there's Inspector Chan.
Good morning, Inspector.
Good morning. May I be permitted to remark, Miss Beaton, that you look very lovely this morning.
Oh, thank you, Inspector. I did think for a while that I was going to have to appear in an evening gown, but Cecile helped me out. Not at all a bad fit, do you think?
Opinion expressed by me on question of feminine fashions would be as useful as telescope in hands of blind man. However, we'll admit that it looks, in my humble opinion, leave nothing to be desired.
Well, what's the order of the day, Inspector?
Well, first, there are certain questions I desire to ask of Cecile.
You won't have to wait long for Cecile. She's bringing me some French toast for breakfast.
Oh, excellent. Then I fear we shall have the unpleasant interview with Mr. Ryder. And after that, we shall proceed to question Cook before putting little dog trouble on plane of Madame Landini.
I don't get the idea of the dog at all, Inspector. I guess it's all right.
My plan is at present no more than guess. But if I'm not mistaken, we shall have taken big stride over a difficult place in our upward climb.
Here's Cecile.
Good morning, Cecile.
Good morning, Monsieur Inspector.
Cecile, I wish to ask you one or two questions.
But of course, Monsieur Inspector, that is to be expected.
The night of the murder, when last I saw you, Madame Landini had just asked you to fetch a blanket for her dog.
Your pardon, Monsieur. That one, Landini, never asked one single thing. She always ordered. And me? Me, Monsieur, I frankly refused to get that blanket.
Yes, quite so, Cecile. And so you asked Arsene to fetch blanket?
Your pardon again, Monsieur, but I did not see Arsene. I went to the kitchen and stayed there till I heard the shot.
The cook was there all that time? The entire time?
But yes, Monsieur Inspector, all of the time.
Then the cook could not possibly have killed Madame Landini? Oh,
c'est impossible, Monsieur. C'est ridiculous. Oh, the cook, she could not have killed Madame any more any more than I can.
Oh, thank you so much. That is all, Cecile.
Monsieur will have breakfast? I think he has injured legs, so this morning I am out with the breakfast.
Ah, yes. I think. Breakfast, Cecile, yes. I shall partake of one glass of orange juice when I go to kitchen to interview cook. Man of my ample proportions must sacrifice likes on the altar of health, you know.
And you, Monsieur Sheriff, only orange juice?
Oh, I should say not. I'll have ham and eggs and an orange juice. I've got a hard day ahead of me.
Eh bien, monsieur. Oh, the eggs, you like them one way or two ways, cook?
One way. Oh, I see. Yes, turn them over. Two ways.
Eh bien, monsieur.
Ah, I see Mr. Ryder. I wish to ask him a few questions.
Want me with you, Inspector?
No, for a few minutes. Join us in study after breakfast.
Okay, Inspector.
Good morning, Mr. Ryder.
Good morning, Chan.
Mr. Ryder, may I ask you to step upstairs to study for a few moments?
Now, really, Chan, don't you think this question and answer business has gone far enough?
You are suggesting that we consider the matter of Madame Landini's murder closed and, like snap of fingers, permit murderer to escape?
Oh, certainly not. But the properly constituted authorities can take care of everything very nicely. Not, of course, that I deny your ability or anything.
Mr. Holt, so sorry to disturb breakfast. Mr. Ryder declines to be questioned without the presence of duly authorized persons.
Now listen here.
Enough, please. We go to the study.
And supposing I refuse?
The entire affair's out of my hands. Proper procedure, I believe, by properly constituted authority, would be to arrest you as material witness.
You wouldn't dare.
Sorry, Mr. Ryder, but that's where you're wrong. I'm not hankering after arresting anybody, but if I have to, I have to. That's all.
You see, Mr. Ryder, no matter how hard the snake may try to swallow itself, the tail will always stick in the throat. The conversational circle which we have just completed has taken longer than the questioning to which you object. But here we are, study.
Well, then, out with it. What do you want to know now?
Mr. Ryder, you definitely stated last night that you were not in study until after Landini's death?
And I still say so, and you can't prove otherwise.
Mr. Ryder, here on desk is part of burned letter. Also, envelope. Same were retrieved from fireplace. Sheriff will tell you to whom same was addressed.
The letter is addressed to Mr. John Ryder. Urgent, private, and a bold hand. But it doesn't look like a man's handwriting.
Mr. Ryder will tell you whose writing it is.
It is. Yes, it's Ellen Landini's.
Correct. Addressed to you as private and urgent. Torn open, letter removed. Who would do that, Mr. Ryder?
How should I know?
Not many in this house. No gentleman. Surely no lady. Such would not tear open letter of another. No, Mr. Ryder. It appears to me that there is only one person who would open that letter.
Who?
Yourself.
Yeah. A natural inference, perhaps. However, if you were correct, which you are not, what of it? Don't forget that I was standing with you when Landini was killed.
That, Mr. Ryder, is what I am beginning to doubt. That is all just now. Thank you so much. Come, Sheriff. We will indulge in a few pleasantries with Cook. I'm certain if her cooking is a gauge, that she'll be a more pleasant person to interrogate.
Really, Inspector, do you think that letter is so very important?
I can only surmise. I think said letter is as important in matter of links in chain of evidence as fatal bullet or little dog trouble.
You've got me completely buffaloed with this dog trouble business. I don't see where on earth the dog can have any bearing on clearing up this mystery.
You have heard expression, the dog knows when his master is sick?
Yes, I think I have. Anyway, I know it's true.
We shall in a few minutes test again the truth of that statement. And, oh, there's the cook.
Oh, Mrs. O'Farrell, I'm Don Hope, sheriff of the county, and this is Inspector Chan of the Honolulu Police.
Oh, Honolulu, eh? Sure got here quick.
Honest, if I may say so. Last evening, I had pleasure of sampling your cooking, and I bow to you in humble congratulations.
You talk real nice.
The sterner topics now engage us. You know, of course, what happened?
That I do. Murder. And I don't hold with it.
Well, none of us hold with it. Tell me, you were here when Madame Landini's plane approached?
And that I was. A dinner like last night's no joke. What with our seeing out and in like a will-o'-the-wisp. And the little dog there a-crying and a-whimpering with fear and fright.
Frightened, was he?
Oh, yes, that he was. But no more than I was after I heard of the murder. I'll no rest in me bed till the fiend be caught. He'll move as fast as you can, I hope.
We must collect at leisure what we may use in haste. The fool only in a hurry drinks his tea with a fork. And Cecile, she was here?
Yes, standing there in the back stairs, waiting for something.
And this is the little dog, asleep, poor little Trouble.
Yes, him lying there so quiet and peaceful like, not knowing that his mistress is gone.
What's that?
That's Island, the pilot, is warming up Landini's plane. I told him he was to go to Reno. Look, look, Sheriff.
What?
Trouble, the dog, wagging his tail. Overjoyed, the sound of the plane. Overjoyed at the idea of an aeroplane trip.
Faith, that's different from the way he was acting last night.
Yes, Trouble is not afraid to go in plane. Truly was it said, the dog knows when the master is ill.
What on earth do you mean?
The reason Trouble was fearful and frightened when the plane was over the house last night was not because he was frightened by plane, but because he knew that his mistress was already dead.
Then, but the shot you heard?
The shot we heard was not the shot which killed Landini. Landini was already dead.
Well, that places a different complexion on the whole case. If the shot the group heard was not the fatal shot, then all are under suspicion again. The case is wide open. After you have heard from your sponsor, Inspector Chan will be with us again. Mr. Chan, what treat do you have in store for us tonight?
I have been thinking a great deal about the little dog Trouble. You see, Mr. Wilson, dumb animals have great gift of nature. Instinctively, they know their friend. It has been well said that man, though kind of feature, open-handed in generosity, and voluble with good words, is to be avoided if same is shunned by dogs.
So that sometimes dogs may be better judges of human beings than men, huh?
Very often that is the case, Mr. Wilson.
Thank you, Inspector Chan. And good night.
Good night, Mr. Wilson.